Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Listen to this from Harlem in New York last night. Now, they're not cheering for President Biden. Those are people in Harlem cheering for President Trump. He was talking about crime at that bodega.
This is a very exciting time for me because the bodegas, the association invited me, and I respect them and they respect me. They want law and order. They have a lot of crime, tremendous crime, where their stores are being robbed. We're going to come in, and number one, you have to stop crime. We're going to let the police do their job. They have to be given back their authority. They have to be able to do their job. It's Alvin Bragg's fault. Yeah. Alvin Bragg does nothing. He goes after guys like Trump, who did nothing wrong. Violent criminals, murderers, they know there are hundreds of murderers all over the city. They know who they are. They don't pick them up. They go after Trump.
You know, that is an interesting juxtaposition that I really can't argue with from the former president. Now, you know, his trial's going on in New York City. He's complaining about that, and there's some audio from that particular. By the way, I thought it was Buttigieg. Isn't that what Jill Biden said?
It was Jill. Bodega. Yeah, you're right. Bodega.
Paul Morrow is back with us, Fox News contributor, retired NYPD inspector, and founder of theopsdesk.org. How are you, Paul? Interesting trip to the bodega, right, for President Trump?
Oh, yes, it was. It was. He's very popular there, which is something that, you know, a lot of the progressive media doesn't want you to know. But there's a real groundswell for him here.
I always try to assess these things in a way. Let's say it's not President Trump. Let's say it's Biden or Kamala Harris is up on the same charges here or whatever. Would I be questioning why this is going to trial? I'd like to think that I was, because I've attempted to look at this one from a variety of perspectives, the so-called hush money trial. I'm not sure. What's the crime, Paul? He says that. What is the crime in your mind that he's being prosecuted for here?
I can't ascertain it. I mean, technically, the charges, 34 charges of falsifying business records, as we all know, it wouldn't even come under the statute of limitations if he hadn't come up with this idea of using a phantom second crime. Because if you have the falsification of business records in service of a second crime, it then becomes a felony in New York law, and that gives you a five-year statute of limitations. The problem is he hasn't named, that is, Bragg has not named that second charge. He still has not told the Trump defense team, nor has Merchan, the judge, forced him to. And I've been arguing vociferously that at some point here, they, of course, have to reveal what that charge is. And then once they do, I think we're going to see a blizzard of motions from the defense team. Because if it's a federal crime, which a lot of speculation is that it is going to be a federal election crime, because obviously, Trump was engaged in a federal election at the time, running for president. Alvin Bragg doesn't have jurisdiction, and the entire apparatus falls apart. So there's a lot of questions around this, and I can tell you, as somebody who pitched cases for about 25 years to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, if I had walked in with this construction, I would have been shown the door. Because I can just tell you, this has never been done.
You know, and I have not heard many people outside of you talking about this second charge. How in the world is that something that under the law is allowed?
It shouldn't be allowed. And Merchan is, in my opinion, wasting all of our time. You should have forced Alvin Bragg to file what's called a bill of particulars here in New York. It's a legal instrument that essentially says, give us the details of what it is you're going for here. And, they, you know, from what I see, and it's on, you mentioned the Ops Desk, it's up on the opsdesk.org right now. I go through all of this, and I see three charges. that he could potentially be bringing as this phantom second charge. As I said, one of them is federal, and that doesn't hold water.
Yeah, because second you said one, Bragg doesn't have jurisdiction over that, right?
He doesn't have jurisdiction, and furthermore, as Andy McCarthy, another Fox News contributor, has spelled out, if that is the case, if he's invoking a federal charge as the second charge, well, then what is the limiting principle? What prevents him from saying, oh, by the way, the second charge is a violation of tribal law or Sharia law? Yeah. I mean, in other cases, what would be the limiting principle there? So there is none because it's not spelled out in the law.
All right. So that's one option. But you say that it could be an election law violation for New York City, right? Or New York State.
For New York State. Right. So obviously the legislative intent is that it should be a state crime. And I see two that could potentially qualify. One is a tax charge and one is a state election law charge. The problems there are twofold. First of all, if it's a state election law charge, it was a federal election, again, as I said at the top. And so that's a problem. But also, if it's either of the state charges, why didn't Bragg just charge it? He's a state prosecutor. And as a result, he leverages New York state law. Why didn't he just put that up front? The point is, he's so contemptuous of not only the ex-president, but of those who are in sympathy with Donald Trump, that he doesn't feel any pressure to even bother to elucidate how it is we got where we are. And this judge has not forced him to. And while a lot of people think that Trump's gripes against Merchan are merely gripes and they are academic, I think that to me, that's a tell. Merchan should be saving all of us time and making Bragg spell this out.
Paul Morrow is back with us. Explain, because I will tell you that I'm a little confused on the questions about the statute of limitations, because you make the case that the math doesn't really work here, right?
Right. So when he came to charge this, first of all, let's understand something. Everybody passed on this case. This case was brought to the feds. It was brought to the DA's office. They passed on it. It wasn't until a guy formerly with the DA's office wrote a book that Bragg felt pressured into it by the book and also some of the people on his staff to bring the charge. So then he had to jump through hoops and come up with this thing, and he got to figure out a way to get it under the statute of limitations, which, as I said, for a misdemeanor, which is normally what falsifying business records is, the statute of limitations is 2 years, and you were well past that. So what he did was he used this codicil that is in the statute that says if you falsify business records in service of a second crime, it becomes a felony, an e-felony, the lowest level felony, but the statute of limitations becomes 5 years. They still were not under that, but the break he got was that during COVID, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, told that it stopped the statute of limitation from running because courts were closed, and he gained 10 months there. And so, yeah, a lot of people haven't gone through this math, but like I said, I do on the website. So he charges 34, leveraging those extra months. The problem is when I do the math, and I did, he still loses about 22 of the counts. So I don't understand how he's going to get that in under the wire. And once again, it's another thing that Merchan, you know, should be forcing to elucidate. I'm sure the Trump people have filed motions challenging all of this.
Right, you would think.
And the judge just doesn't seem that interested, but it's all going to fall apart on appeal.
Yeah, and Paul, you also point out, I want to, because I think people had forgotten a little bit about this, that, and you've talked about this before, that CNN's reporting of the 34 counts came a week before the indictment, right? So they had a leak there, and there's a violation of the law involving the leak.
Mark, this drives me crazy, and I don't want to rant and rave, but this was a genuine crime, entirely, much more empirically demonstrable. I wrote a piece for, I forget where it came out, but, you know, it was either the Wall Street Journal or Fox News. I think it was FoxNews.com. But, you know, trying to raise this issue, because I don't understand why the Trump people didn't walk into the Fifth Precinct, which is where the court is located, and told the desk sergeant, my name is Donald. Trump himself should have walked in. What a stunt. What a move that would have been. It would have been a little bit of a stunt, but it would have been completely justifiable. Walk in, go to the desk sergeant, say, my name's Donald Trump, and I'm here to file a felony complaint. And the felony complaint is leaking grand jury information. CNN reported precisely accurately before the indictment became public, before it even was released, that there were 34 counts and everything was accurate. That was leaked by Bragg's office to begin to dirty up Donald Trump. That is a genuine e-felony. It's a black letter felony. I don't understand why they didn't go that route, because it would have thrown sand in the gears of the Bragg prosecution right from the get-go.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.